today on Real Radio.
And that's how the Christian lives. In and out thoughts of God. Heart set on thoughts of God. It's how the Christian breathes.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Anchored, a study in 1 Peter, with a message called Look What Jesus Christ Did, Part 1. You know, the Apostle Peter was a disciple of Jesus Christ who later on became the leader of the first church. Peter's approach to Christianity was to love the way Jesus loves, to seek peace at all times, and that our godly convictions are to be expressed with compassion and respect. Peter understood firsthand just how much Jesus Christ suffered for our sins. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he actually put to death the power of death. Eternal life in heaven with Jesus is possible through his free gift of salvation. This amazing act of selfless sacrifice is good news. Jesus took our death sentence upon himself so that we can live forever with him in paradise. So today on day 3 of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that Jesus is reaching out to this world, but a lot of folks won't come. His hand is extended towards the lost, but many will fail to grab hold of that hand and be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ that we have access to the Father, but sadly, many will refuse that invitation. And now in his message called Look What Jesus Christ Did, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Father sees the atoning work of his Son. He doesn't see the sinner. The Father sees the Son. The sinner is hidden behind the Savior, the Christ, the Messiah. When God looks at you, he's got to see the Son first. This is called salvation. This is called redemption. This is what God has done for us. And in that act of love, the believer's heart is won over to Christ. And the first thing of confession is, oh, God, forgive me. I'm a sinful man. And Jesus would turn to you today and say, I died for you on the cross. Your sins are forgiven you. Now, grab my hand and sin no more. That is, don't live that life anymore. Let's go. Hang on to my hand. Let's go. And you're to hang on. It's true. You are to hang on to him. The fine print says he'll give you the strength to hang on to him. But it's all of him. But you're called to hang on to him. And you do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18 says, for through him, that's Jesus, we both have access to one spirit to the Father. Wow. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness, it's not our boldness, it's that we have faith in the fact that Jesus did this for us, to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the way, you do that anytime, always. And then Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, Romans 5, 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, that is, your salvation and forgiveness is wrapped up in Jesus, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It means you're not, oh, please hear this. It means that you're not earning your salvation anymore, nor are you trying to kick against God anymore. Dear friends, listen, judge yourself right now in the hearing of this. The real Christian in the house right now is the Christian that desires to absolutely bless and honor God. That's what they're living for. Did you hear me? You can know right now if you are a real, true follower of Christ. Is your preeminent desire for living to please God? You know the answer to that. If you only think about God when there's an earthquake or a near miss on the freeway, or an hour and a half on a Sunday morning, and you have no God thoughts, oh, dear friend, you're lost, and he's not in you. But there's still hope if you can hear me. Because you would define religion. What we're trying to get you to see is relationship. How often do you think of your kids if you've got them? Grandkids if you've got them? The love of your life, if you've got one. Family. How often do you think of it? All the time, in and out. It just flows in and out like breath through lungs. And that's how the Christian lives. In and out thoughts of God. Heart set on thoughts of God. It's how the Christian breathes. The psalmist cries out and says, my heart pants for you like a deer panting for water in a weary land. Wow. This is the what of what the Christ does for us. He brings us to God through his blood, and it's an amazing thing. I want you to think about this for a moment. The Bible tells us that it's because Jesus died that we have peace with God. The Bible tells us because Jesus died, we have life. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 24, Acts 2, 24, it says, Jesus, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it, death. Watch this. So Jesus, listen, the Bible tells us that when Jesus died, look, it's graphically, what's implied is this. Jesus is on the cross and he dies. You know what's at the cross? What's at the cross, hanging near the cross, walking around the cross, is death. Now, in lore, in mythology, in movies, in books, there's the Grim Reaper. That's not thoroughly off. The Bible tells us that God has death angels. Angels that know how to kill 186,000 Syrians in one night. One angel killed 186,000 of Israel's enemies in one night. One angel. How do they do that? I don't want to know. Imagine Jesus is on the cross. And he, by the way, for the record, Jesus wasn't killed. I have a big beef with that guy's book, Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Jesus. It's so lame. Seriously. Nobody killed Jesus. Jesus said, nobody takes my life from me. I wonder how he said that. I'd like to see how he said it. Yeah. But he said, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down when I desire, and I raise it up when I desire. Well, you and I cannot say that. You know when you're going to die? No, you don't. You're going to die when you die. Only God knows when you're going to die. And that's even ordained by God. You say, well, what if I try to kill myself before my time? Then you're going to hit the street, and you're going to hurt really bad. And you'll live the next 35 years with a tube because it wasn't your time. Do you understand that? Suicide doesn't change the timing. Taking vitamins doesn't change the timing. Oh, look, 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 we'll live longer. Are you sure you wanna? Literally, God knows sovereignly the moment you're gonna go. You can't speed it up, you can't slow it down. I guess we can determine if we're gonna be healthy during that time. Jesus says, I lay it down and I pick it up. So watch this. Jesus dies on the cross because he says, Spirit, depart. The Bible says he yielded up his own spirit. So death walks around him. Imagine. Death walks around in the spirit, looking at the body. The body's taking down death. Imagine death walking with Joseph and John to the tomb. They roll the stone, Jesus is in the tomb, and death is in the room standing there, and death is reaching, and death is looking for a crack. Death is looking for a handle. Death is looking for something that it can, according to the scripture, take hold of. And death reaches out to Jesus' body to cause it to be brought to decay and rot and stink. By virtue of death, and he can't find anything. It can't find anything to hang on to. Are you with me? Yes. It's grabbing, and it's grabbing. By the way, now Jesus' spirit is gone. Jesus dismissed the spirit. And so death grabs and there's nothing there. And then it grabs again and death, there's nothing there. Listen, when a human dies, death is there and death grabs onto that and decay and rot begins to set in. Why? Because we live in a fallen world and sin, until Christ comes, sin reigns in this material world. But thank God the Bible says when the believer dies is to be absent from this body, is to be present with the, or in the spirit with God, with the Lord. Now, in that instant of time. But when Christ, the Bible says that Christ would never see corruption. For 3 days, his body lie in that tomb, no corruption. Why? Because death, I would like to have seen the personification of death. Angry. I can't get to him. And I've got to get to him, because if I get to him, then there's no hope for mankind. I got to get to him. And his body, his nature, his person was examined, and death had nothing. Imagine death falling down, crying, as it were, and saying, I'm losing this battle. And if I lose it to this one, then this one will have the power to give this kind of life to others. 1 Corinthians 15:53 says, for this corruption, that is our mortal bodies, must put on incorruption, that is perfection. Speaking to the believer. And this mortal, temporary, must put on immortality, infinite. So when this corruption has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, death is swallowed in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? Isn't that awesome? God fulfills his own word. And the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You will never, listen to me, you will never see the grave. You, listen, how many of you are Christians? Raise your hand. You will never see the grave. Death will never walk around your body to condemn or damn you. Your spirit will instantly be in the presence of Almighty God at the moment of your last breath. The grave has been busted. Death has been put in its place, all by what Jesus Christ has done. What has Jesus Christ done? What did Jesus Christ do? He absolutely shattered and busted death in the grave. Colossians 2, verse 13 says, and you, being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, having wiped away the handwriting of requirements, that's the penalty of the law, the broken law that was against us. It was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to his cross. Isn't that awesome? That's what he did for us. And then we end right here. Look at the latter end of verse 18. We see that he lives for your redemption. Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. What does that mean? It means Jesus died. He didn't faint. He didn't pass out. He wasn't in a coma. Jesus died. And he was risen from the dead. And the fact that Christ has risen guarantees you eternal life. I'm going to ask you to remain seated, please. I'm going to ask you today to take to heart this wrap-up here and now. The Bible says that Jesus died in the flesh, but was made alive in the spirit. It means that Jesus died in the flesh, but was instantly, of course, present in the spirit realm. Listen, on the cross, when Jesus was dying, he said, it is finished. The root word atelio, the word that Jesus spoke, was tetelestai. Isn't that a weird thing to say? Say, what does it mean? It means it's an accounting transaction term. It means the bill was paid. Isn't that funny? Everybody would have known exactly what he said. He's hanging there, and then Jesus says, the bill's paid. Paid in full. If you paid off your house in those days, if you paid off your donkey, your chariot, you got a statement that said, tetelestai. Did you know that? When the artist was done shaping his sculpture, he proclaimed, Tetelestai. When the carpenter was done making the item, he said, Tetelestai, it's done, it's finished. When it's regarding transactions of debt, it's paid. Father, today in this place, I'm asking you, Lord God, to move in the midst of this house. If there'll be a man or woman here today, a boy or a girl, friends, listen to me. Nobody moves. Nobody interrupts. Nobody distracts anyone at this holy moment. I'm going to ask you right now as we sing this song, if today you have never publicly acknowledged Christ like this, I'm asking you to take God's hand. If today this has made sense, just ask yourself right now, did any of this make sense to you? I'm not asking if you like it or not. I'm not asking if you accept it or not. I'm just asking you, did it make sense? Then I'm going to challenge you right now to be intellectually honest with yourself and humble before God. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows all about you. And today I'm going to ask you to make a decision for Jesus. If you've never publicly acknowledged Christ, or if today you're saying, you know what? I need this. I need him. This truth rings true to me. Now, I get this. I need Jesus. If I were to die, I don't know where I'd go. But I want to know. If today you believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins and you want to accept the benefits of what he's done for you, to receive all that Jesus did. As we sing this song, I'm going to ask you to be bold. I'm going to ask you to be courageous. I'm going to ask you to forget about everybody else in this room. And I'm going to ask you to get up and stand at the front of this stage. Come, and I'll lead you publicly in a prayer. But Jesus said, if you acknowledge me before people, I will acknowledge you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you deny me before people, then I must deny you before my Father. Today's the day for you. If today you say, no, I'm not going to, I'll think about it some more. I really don't want to do that. Then just know this. His hand is reaching out to you as the ship sails by. The problem is you're not on the ship. You're in the water. And he's reaching for you. If you want to take his hand, you come forward right now. Friends, listen one more time. There may be somebody here today and inside of you, you cannot deny what you've heard today. You understand that you've seen Bible, you've seen Bible verses, you've heard them read, you've heard some things that you've never heard before. You know that it's got your attention, but you're saying to yourself, I don't know, I just, you know, be very careful. Be very careful. The Bible says it's appointed unto every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, once to die. And then the judgment. The word simply means that there's no second chance after death. And maybe today God is speaking to you and you know that you should act on this. I don't want to stress feeling, but there's a sense inside of you. And it's like, you know, this is something I bear witness to. I don't understand it all, but man, I tell you, something's got a hold of my heart. That would be the Holy Spirit, friend. And one more, 30, 60 seconds, and we'll pray together. But if you're battling right now, I highly encourage you, surrender. Stop fighting and come. Come and receive his forgiveness and his love. You know, what's amazing is, we'll study it the next couple of weeks because it's in these verses. The Bible tells us that for 120 years, Noah preached to the people before the flood. 120 years, he preached to them, and only 8 people believed. And the Bible says God told Noah, get in the boat. Isn't it amazing? You read the details, read it very carefully. God says, okay, get in the boat. And they went in the boat, the ark. And have you read it? Who shuts the door? Yeah, God shut the door. Can you imagine if you're some of the people standing out there and you're like, you've been listening to Noah for 120 years and then what a weirdo. What's this big thing he's built in his backyard? This is ridiculous. What's with all these animals walking into this thing? And then supernaturally, God shut the door. Can you imagine when the door was shutting all by itself? Can you imagine people are like, what was that? Hey, wait, you know, I think it changed my mind. Can you imagine when it began to rain, what Noah and his family must have heard on the outside of that ark with people trying to get in? Today, the decision that you've made to acknowledge Christ is to come inside the ark. That's what you've done. That's what you've done today. You've come inside the ark. So by standing here today, you're acknowledging the fact that Jesus Christ is exactly who God says he is in the word. And that from this moment on, he will transform your life. He's not going to do it from the outside because he's not into religion. He's going to do it from the inside. He's going to come inside in a moment. The Bible says he does this by the Holy Spirit. Some of you might feel something. Most of you will not feel anything. It's not based on feeling. But as you go from this place today, the very decisions that you've made in life that got you away from God, you're going to start having new decisions, new thoughts that's going to draw you close to God. He does that. So I'd like you to just pray this out loud. Though we're all praying it, what matters is if you mean it. And that's how personal he is, because you could fake us all out here today, or you could mean it. You're the only one that's going to know, and God, okay? So please repeat this if you would. Dear Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your Bible says that all who confess you as Lord and Savior will be saved. And so today, I confess Jesus Christ as my risen Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and to make me new. And I thank you for this salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio with a message called Look What Jesus Christ Did, Part 1. We're so glad you joined us today, and let's go beyond our personal comfort by sharing what Christ did for our sake and for the sake of others. Look What Jesus Christ Did, Part 1. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter, a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through great persecution, and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Can you imagine if there was live streaming available back in Peter's day to witness the passion and the fervor with which Peter spoke to those gathered there? You gotta admit, that would truly be remarkable. Still, whatever is possible right now will soon be obsolete compared to what's coming in the future. That's why Pastor Jack is constantly changing formats to keep up with the newest trends on social media. When you go to our website, jackhibbs.com, you'll find easy access to videos, Real Radio broadcasts, devotions, as well as live streams from his YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. So head on over to our website, jackhibbs.com, to get all that Pastor Jack has to offer. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.